Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Anyways. 985 The Sports Hub with Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, something happened after the game yesterday?
It was during the game.
No, during the game.
So, if you were watching yesterday, this happened, man, what was it? At the end of the first quarter, I think? It was like the end of the first quarter. You know, all the lights go down and the TD guard gets a little, and then and up on the Jumbotron, randomly out of nowhere, a video started playing with highlights of Kevin Garnett, like, yelling and stuff, and Duncan, and he was like, Kevin Garnett's one of the greatest, and you hear, like, the voice of Scalabrine and a bunch of all this stuff. And then at the end of the package, they announce that the Celtics are retiring his number next year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. But why the hell did they announce it yesterday during some random game at all?
I have no idea. I have no... It's like...
He's not there.
No, it's like, these teams... I don't get it either. Like, first of all, they take minor players for the Celtics and for the Bruins, and they do these huge packages for them, which is random, and I don't know what anyone gets out of that. And secondly, yes, stuff like that makes no... I know they did that last night with Garnett, and I thought he was there.
Yeah, well see, that's what I was thinking, too. I'm like, hang on, was he in the audience? So, like, did he show up for some reason, or is there... some ex-teammate that maybe was there
or
as well.
Or is it sponsored by something?
No, it was just the most random. And it wasn't even like, I mean, it's a big game, and I know it was a national game too, but not like the playoffs or anything like that. This is like the last game before the All-Star break, and they just kind of threw it out there with no real fanfare. And then the greatest thing is that it was a tease for his retirement next season.
Yeah, I know. I thought if you're going to do that, it's going to be in a game in April. I mean, I don't know when Minnesota comes to TD Garden or just something to commemorate the occasion. But why announce it for a year from now? Why not announce it's coming up in March or April?
Or why announce it in the building? All right. Line two, I'm told to take.
Okay.
Is it John?
It's because Doc Rivers was there last night. But also, Fred, you got to give us more Goff Jim Rome. I miss it.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Doc Rivers is there, but that's still kind of
Minnesota
stretching
comes,
it.
You see, Minnesota's going to be in town March 29th. That would have been a perfect time to say, okay, that's Garnett's team. He actually retired with the Timberwolves. Timberwolves will be here at home on March 29th. I guess that's a Sunday night. That's as good a time as any.
Why do you make an in-stadium, in-arena announcement about it?
Well, I think that what you would normally do, and maybe they did this with Paul Pierce, didn't they tell him ahead of time that they were going to announce it and he was there when they did it? I think that's the way they did it with Paul Pierce.
So you get two.
So you're told about it beforehand. I don't remember exactly how they did it with Paul Pierce, but I just thought the whole thing out of nowhere. I'm like, I was thinking, that's kind of a big deal. Like, that's a really big deal that you're, with the Celtics really retiring a number isn't a big deal anymore. But still, I mean, it's an honor, and it's something that a lot of people speculated whether it would happen or not. I think most people thought it would. Danny, when he was on the show with us before, has kind of, and Wick, they've kind of led us to believe that that more than likely would happen.
Of course they were going to retire his number. They retired Cedric Maxwell's
number. Yeah, they did. They did.
Now, NBA Finals MVP, sir.
Okay.
Won two championships.
So Mark Chambers was the All-Star Game MVP. Phoenix Suns should retire his number.
Every single Celtics number that has been retired, except for one, has been of a player that contributed to a championship.
Okay.
So Garnett fits that category. Was an integral part of the 2008 championship. And how many years? Five or six here? So? I don't think that's that far out of bounds.
Oh, you're crazy.
To retire Kevin Garnett's number?
No. I thought you were talking about Cedric Maxwell.
Maxwell? I have no problem with that.
Well, I've told him straight up that they shouldn't have retired his number.
Okay. Yeah. No, I don't think anyone has a problem with Kevin Garnett's number being retired.
No, I don't. I mean, of course they were going to do it.
I'm glad they're doing it. It's going to be awesome, but it was just really weird that they did it last night randomly, and then it's for next season. I just thought it was very strange.
Yeah.
And
if this team happens to, like, say everything goes right and this team wins the championship, then we're going to retire five more numbers.
Yeah.
Daniel Tice will get his number retired.
What's his name? Kelly Olynyk. I mean, yeah, we'll always remember the Wizards game.
He went off.
That was one of the funnier games ever.
Because Eastern Conference semifinals against the Washington Wizards. Yes, it was the Kelly Olynyk game.
Can you imagine being the Wizards and going home after that game and going... We lost a game 7 because of Kelly effing Olynyk.
We just friggin' lost to a Clydesdale.
And it was awesome. All right, the Clydesdale did it, man. He clomped on down and he killed. Didn't you say that there were like kids on Milo's team that wanted Kelly Olynyk jerseys after that game?
Oh, yes.
It was awesome.
Give me the number 41. We need that one.
let's have a nice middle part long hair.
And to be quite honest, I've always thought this, and I'm in the minority, and I know they'll never do it because of the way things ended, but I've always said that if you retire Kevin Garnett's jersey, you got to retire Ray Allen's.
Well, they're not going to do that.
Gordon Hayward
is currently wearing his number. I'm sure it's not going to happen.
Well, that was like when they got him, I was like, okay, well, then that's exactly what they think of Ray Allen.
Yep.
But numbers-wise and how important they were to winning that championship, Ray Allen was just as important as Kevin Garnett.
Sure.
But, I mean, when you take half the amount of money to go play for your number one rival with LeBron James... And then the next year, you end up beating the Celtics and winning a championship?
Not going to happen.
You are persona non grata.
I am being told this is the 24th number that the Celtics have retired.
Mm-hmm.
So
And Loxie.
Hey, they retired number 18 twice, and it's
Loxie. I'm sorry, Loski.
Jim Luskatov, who wore number 18 like Dave Cowens.
No, who is Jim Luskatov?
Jungle Jim Luskatov, I believe.
He was a wrestler?
That's true. No,
he hung around playgrounds?
He might have even been a backup center in the 60s. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well.
Early 60s, I think.
First ballot Hall of Famer. It's so ridiculous. It's so stupid. There's no other team in sports that does that.
We've talked to Danny about maybe having a Ring of Honor type of situation. And
the font would be... So small.
Well, even he's admitted that they're running out of numbers.
No, he said that they've retired too many numbers. He said it. Yeah, they're running out of numbers.
Although he didn't say they retired too many numbers. I think I don't think he would disagree with any of the people whose numbers have been retired.
I don't know about that. He sounded.
I didn't get that take at least from him.
But I think he might have said it that they've retired too many numbers. I think he might have actually said that.
Well, he might have, but I don't think he can name somebody that shouldn't have been retired.
He's not going to do that. What are you looking at the numbers?
I'm looking at Luskatov's numbers, yeah.
What was Luskatov's numbers? Because everyone remembers him. He's the logo.
1955 was his first season. 1964 was his last. He played a decade.
Okay.
He averaged double figures once. He averaged double figures once. His highest scoring average a game was 10. 10 points a game. Averaged double-double that year.
Did he do something like really noble? Because I don't want to make fun of him.
I don't know. Jesus.
Sentimental reason.
Then everyone should get on you that you don't know.
I know a lot about the Celtics. I didn't realize that he averaged 10 points a game once. He was part of a lot of championship teams. He was. When he and Russell and Heinsohn all came in around the same time and they took off.
What's the point?
Goth Jim Rowe?
We're all going to die. Retire. Numbers. How many of those people are still living? We live in infinite blackness. Our souls are destined to be worm food. Sometimes I want to end it just like Ian did. Give me a rope and a chair.
Maybe a little too far.
Well, that was a natural progression.
Checking the fax machine. There is no God.
Suicidal Jim Rome.
Scoff Jim Rome.
blood, cutting myself is the only way I can feel. It makes me feel alive.
Is Bauhaus? I believe so.
He comes out upside down like a bat. Super cool. Let's go in the woods and smoke and pretend that we hate everyone.
Chasing, not getting my ass kicked by the jocks.
Ducky should have ended up with Molly Ringwald.
Oh, jeez.
All right. When we come back, Rich, do we have the stackaroo?
Yeah,
or what are we going to do?
Because we have some special guests at 9:30. Yeah, let's do the stack. There are a lot of things we have not gotten to yet. None of which I'm ready to tease, but they're all really good.
Okay. It's going to be a bunch of fun stories on the way.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack. 98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. The Stack is brought to you by Window Nation. We all live in it. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. WindowNation.com. Someone emailed me a nice foot story, but I can't get to it because we're not allowed to click links.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Our company email.
That is somewhat infuriating. Yeah. By the way, yesterday we were talking about the video, and it's everywhere now. The woman who was sitting on her flight, and there's a gentleman who was punching the seat behind her. Because now, what I love about it is sometimes people are watching the video, and they have no idea what the backstory is. The backstory was that she reclined her seat. The guy behind her asked her if she could not recline her seat because he was eating. So he finished eating, and then she reclined her seat again, and he started punching the back of it. He's a dick, obviously.
Yes.
But she, instead of turning around and telling him not to do it anymore, took out a camera and filmed the guy and wanted the whole world to know about
it. Yeah, she wanted to ruin his life. And
She wants the woman fired who was the attendant because she told this woman, you are not allowed to film on an airplane. There's like all sorts of weird rules.
But then how am I going to get everyone in trouble and make myself look like a hero?
Well, of course. But Fred, I thought you would like this. I don't know if you saw it yesterday, but she has licensed that video. And now anyone who wants to use it has to pay for its use.
Yes, I have been to her Twitter page, and she has her representation right there. It's several times she has her representation, and because she is a true hero. Like anyone who just films something instead of actually being human and confronting someone eye to eye, she had to tape it. And now, oh boy, is that guy going to get it. And hey, can you fire this woman and this flight attendant? I assume it's a woman because, that's what broads do. But can we get this flight attendant fired because, I want everything my way? She called the FBI, by the way, which is makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, the FBI on this guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy, because he hit her seat.
So, okay.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
So, from where she was going, it was, I forget, where to Charlotte? It was someplace, it was about a two-hour flight, I think.
They served a meal?
So, yeah, I thought that was amazing. I was like, wow, unless he just brought food and was eating it. But, okay, so let's say that they came out and it was when they brought, like, the peanuts or a meal. So that's, like, what, 45 minutes into the flight usually when that happens?
Sure.
So you got, like, an hour and 15 minutes left. Let's say he ate his thing and it took. So you're telling me that she, for less than an hour, couldn't keep her seat up with that tiny 3 inches of recline.
Yeah, there's nothing like when you get on a plane and you recline that seat, it's just like, ah.
I've said it. You have every right to do it. Of course you do. Doesn't mean you're not being an a-hole when you do it. I think if it's under 3 hours, you should never recline your seat. Over that, it's fair game. Who cares? Long flight, do what you got to do. Under 3 hours, that should be the rule. Well, do not recline your seat.
When you're in economy, I mean, that is really when it's a luxury. Luxury personified.
Oh, yes.
Just getting that nice, like, 2 inches.
It's like being on the beach, isn't it?
Now I can finally relax.
Well, Tua Tagovailoa, he has got all
sorts.
Tagovailoa.
All right.
The small guy.
Yeah.
He has getting a whole bunch of different opinions as to whether or not this guy's going to be any good, whether he's going to be broken, where he's going to go, because now we've heard all this stuff about, the Lions
trading Matt Stafford. If the Lions trade Stafford after what they did with his contract, they just got to. get rid of the Ford family.
Are you telling me that the Detroit Lions have made some bad decisions in their whole entire...
Well, they had Matt Millen as a GM, who's the worst GM, literally the worst GM in sports history.
Because one of the worst two, yes.
Who else?
Esposito in Tampa Bay.
They won a game.
That's true, they did.
Megan, did Millen put together the 0-16 team?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did.
And they kept him. And they kept him after that.
Because the Ford that was the man, his wife runs it now, but Ford was he was an alcoholic, and he recovered. And so he felt like this loyalty that you have to give people second chances and all this. So, yeah, he let Millen rot around. Mm-hmm. And they fired Millen, and I told you guys this before. And immediately he got a TV gig, like, for the playoffs. Detroit stations ran a scroll saying that they did not hire Matt Millen, that it was a national hire. And they ran it through the whole thing. Well, he's an idiot.
Do you remember when they put him on TV, how much he was talking about, like, how much he loved Helmet to Helmet?
Yeah, and did you also remember when he talked about Joe Paterno? And
yeah, the whole Penn State thing was a mess, too.
Of course. Well,
yeah,
I mean, there was, this right here, Fred. I pulled up.
You're all up. Oh. Everything's up.
Oh, well, for some reason.
All right.
I got everything up.
The hits just keep coming.
Hey, all right. Well,
This is up, and I see that there's motion, but it's not doing
good. It's fine. All right. Well, fantastic. That was a clip of Matt Millen saying that he loves Helmet to Helmet hits, which is not playing, so that's fantastic. But Bucky Brooks, Mike Lockhart, you're the draft master. He's the host of our fantasy football show. That guy puts together his draft. I mean, there's no one that studies the draft than I know.
He has his latest mock draft up. He just finished
it. You do? Okay. Yes. What do you think of Bucky Brooks from NFL.com as an analyst of the draft?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about him. By the way, my mock draft's not up. It's just a rough draft.
I'm sorry. I thought you would post it. My mistake.
Jackass. What are you doing?
I'm trying to give him credit. I apologize. I won't make that mistake again.
Okay. Well, Bucky Brooks of NFL.com, he's one of their writers and covers the draft. He has ranked Tagovailoa at number one in the quarterback position.
Oh, God.
He thinks that the rapid ascension of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson make Tagovailoa the most intriguing quarterback prospect in the draft. They said he's the most talented quarterback in the class with a game that's eerily similar to a left-handed version of Drew Brees. Despite an injury history that can make some decision makers pause, Tagovailoa's A-plus arm talent, athleticism, and intangibles make him the most intriguing option as a franchise quarterback. So they're putting him ahead of Joe Burrow.
Would you take him?
Ahead of Joe Burrow? No. No.
Would you take him at all?
I would take him ahead of Joe Burrow. If he never got hurt,
that's the problem. And Mike back into this. Mike and I are in agreement. Neither of us would touch him.
Okay, with the injury. But however, if he did not have that injury, I would take him over Burrow.
If you could guarantee me he would be completely healthy, he is certainly a top five pick. Maybe even a top three pick. But that injury hit, I feel sorry for Miami. Let's just say Detroit doesn't trade Stafford.
To.
Fine. They keep Stafford. He's going to be there. Tagovailoa is going to be there at five for Miami to take. And I guess if you're the Dolphins, you have to do it because you can't afford to be the team that passed him up if he stays healthy. But what a massive gamble that is.
Everyone loves that kid. Where do you go? Mike, for Utah State, it was
Jordan Love.
So everyone loves that kid. Apparently, he showed very well.
By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel, everyone's asking, why are you not in the XFL? Why are you not there? Well, he tweeted, I'm not going to play for another league that's going to fold on you halfway through the season. I kind of like that.
Beggars can't be choosers, son.
He also said,
some pads on.
And then, of course, he tried to, put a nice positive spin on it. He goes, if I never pick up a ball again, it's all love.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
He said, I was the most lit, most relatable college football to ever do it. I'm not quite sure that that's the case.
Doesn't sound like a guy who's seen the error of his ways.
I can't relate with a guy who's giving a golden opportunity and money thrown his way. All you had to do was show up and not be drunk. Said, did things my way and made it way further than I ever could have imagined. The game gave me life, and I'll forever be grateful.
I mean, he was very relatable. I mean, that's what I saw Johnny Manziel. It was like looking at him in a mirror. If that mirror was a cast member of Jersey Shore.
There is a movie at the box office that did so poorly, at least according to their expectations, that they changed the name of it. You know that movie Birds of Prey? The Harley Quinn? Mary Bird actually reviewed that, the Harley Quinn movie?
Yeah.
They have changed the name of it. It used to be called Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, which is kind of a dumb name anyway. It's just been changed now to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. Like, that's going to make all of the difference.
Now I want to see it.
There's only one movie I remember them doing that with, and that was that Tom Cruise movie, which used to be called Edge of Tomorrow. It's the one that was basically Groundhog Day, except he was in this war against aliens. That movie, by the way, rules. Way under the radar.
Emily Blunt, right?
Yep, Emily Blunt's in it. And they changed it to Live, Die, Repeat. After it left the theaters, when it came out on, you know, on demand, the name had completely changed.
Why even bother at that point?
Well, because they want to make up money somehow. Because Edge of Tomorrow means nothing.
Well, it means
Live, Die, Repeat, you kind of get the idea. It's a Groundhog Day for, like, you know, war against
aliens. Edge of Tomorrow, everyone thinks of Saved by the Bell, the college years, because they were standing on the edge of tomorrow.
You know what? You're right.
Is that the theme song?
Standing at the edge of tomorrow.
Hey, we have a few minutes.
Don't even know how far I'll go.
Don't you do a recap of one of those episodes?
Nope.
Nope.
Not going to happen?
Nah.
Okay.
Not in the mood. I got a toot today.
I got a toot. You got a little toot. LeVar Ball is a great father. I don't know if you knew this, but when his Big Baller Brand was going out of business, he basically asked his son Lonzo to spend all of his money to save it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when the co-founder, I don't know if you remember this, but he allegedly embezzled all the funds from the company. And Big Baller Brand took a hiatus before ultimately deciding to relaunch.
Yeah, so everything broke his way, okay? So Lonzo Ball's a successful NBA player. He goes, now LiAngelo's going to go in the top five. So everything broke his way. And that moron still went bankrupt. Like, I mean, what was he thinking?
Man, the shoes apparently exploded the minute you put them on your feet.
Well, no, but no one was going to buy stupid Big Baller Brand crap. Like, what is this? I mean, we're in a sneaker culture where, you know, people are paying $1,000 for, like, limited edition Jordans. Big Baller? What, are you going to go buy Keds next? Like, oh, that's much sought after Big Baller Brand limited edition. That was never going to work.
You know, it was kinda...
And everything happened right. The two kids, because everyone knew the middle one was going to suck, but the two kids, top draft picks.
Yeah, where is he supposed to go in the draft? Where are we
He
hearing?
Might go number one.
Anywhere I've seen him. He's a lock, apparently, to be in the top 10. I've seen him anywhere from like 7 to 3. I haven't seen him number one overall.
I haven't seen him in a mock draft.
And by
one.
The way, he skipped going to college after going to that private school in Ohio. He went to play professionally in Australia. Got hurt after 12 games. Hasn't played since. So you're banking on 12 professional games. Now, he averaged like 17 points a game there, but 12 professional games against Australian competition and some guys who couldn't make the NBA.
You know who's done a pretty good job with his reputation? And I'm not being sarcastic. I'm kind of done a 180 on Lonzo Ball.
Well, Lonzo Ball,
he's a much better player than you remember him. He plays for New Orleans. I had a chance to do that game. He now makes three-point shots. He's very confident. He had a triple-double against the Celtics. I mean,
he's also a sympathetic character now.
Yes. Yeah. He's away from his dad, and he's improving.
I mean,
he's a better player.
His dad couldn't leave it alone. His dad raised and coached two of his sons to be top NBA picks. And you could say congratulations. Mm-hmm. Whatever you did worked. Maybe, you know, they're going to have some problems later in life with the way you handled them. But all right. You know? And congratulations, but he had to be a terrible, terrible businessman. That's exactly what he needed. Mm-hmm. He could have just sit back and, like, you know, the kids would give him some cash here and there. He'd live in a nice house, but he couldn't have it.
Nope. He had to be the guy that told everyone that he was calling the shots.
Yeah. He had to be a terrible business. He's Curt Schilling. He's Curt Schilling. Curt Schilling just like, I like video games.
Well, you can't compare to Curt Schilling because LeVar Ball did not take millions upon millions of dollars from the state of California.
No, I'm just saying in the aspects of being dumb when you have all this fortune bestowed upon you. Like, you have no business opening up a video game company. Like, what, you're stupid. You have no background in software or anything like that. Like, you have no background in coding. Like, you don't know what to do. You have no background in business. And now, like, LeVar Ball is going to set up some multinational shoe company by himself? Like, what an idiot. Like, you had all this good fortune bestowed upon you, and you couldn't just put it in the market. You know? get a nice 5% yield every year. Live nice. All right. We'll be right back. Here are the headlines.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Journey had a video game.
Bird.
Why not a Rush video game?
You can have a Rush video game.
They have to run through the, they got to run through
gentlemen.
The
gentlemen.
All right.
There you go.
All right. The Boston Uprising, the Overwatch team, they are bringing professional Overwatch matches to Boston at Citizens Bank Opera House on April 25th through the 26th and June 27th and 28th. Single-day weekend and season pass tickets are on sale now at bostonuprising.com.
You guys finally have your own, like, arena, right?
Well, yeah. Boston Opera House.
No. There's one at Patriot Place. When do you guys do your first one there?
We have our own facility, which is basically at Patriot's Place. It's kind of space that we share with Helix Esports.
Okay.
And then our homestand games are actually going to be at the Opera House in April and I believe in June.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I went to the big finals, the grand finals, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and it sold out the Brooklyn, Barclays Center, where the Nets play. It sold out in like minutes. As a matter of fact, it sold out faster than apparently Jay-Z did when he was there, which is utterly insane. So now that was 2 years ago. Do you still see the same amount of mania from when it launched? Do you still see people like that many people showing up? Is it still as big as it was 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit different now because the first years we're all in LA, we're all playing in kind of the same area. And after a while, like the same crowd doesn't really show up because you're there every week, right?
Yeah.
And now we're like going city to city. And, you know, last week we made our season debut in New York and that was crazy.
Yeah.
The crowd was much bigger than it ever was in LA. The atmosphere was crazier because, you know, the home fans are there, the home team is playing. So, yeah, definitely I feel like the league does have a lot of momentum. These homestand events are going to be great if they're anything like we experienced last week.
Okay, so how many different video games are there leagues for? Because I know there's an Overwatch league. Mm. Is there a Fortnite league? Because from the outside looking in, Fortnite's the biggest game anywhere. Yeah. Is there a Fortnite league?
I don't know if they have their dedicated league, but they do have a lot of games that you can like go and play or like enter online and then you play for cash prizes or stuff like that. I don't know if that's a dedicated league, though. I
think how has somebody not done that? Much. Like the amount of money, because put it this way. As much as the Overwatch League would draw people, there's like a lot of kids that play Fortnite, and that would sell out. Fred, if there was a Fortnite championship that was at the TD Garden, do you think Milo would want to go to that?
Milo wanted to meet these guys.
Yeah, like I'm telling you, it's like, I mean, this
but
is one of the...
Unfortunately, school, I can't keep them out of school.
Things like that.
Got in the way. Yeah,
but yeah. I mean, I just don't know why it was... So are there people who double dip who are in like the Overwatch League who are also part of other leagues?
Well, here's the thing is that, okay, so guys who play Fortnite can make money online. Mm. And can you guys do that as like a side hustle, like with Overwatch?
Or is it just you kind of commit that's like, the only way you make money with them?
Think of it like any professional, like, so I was a swimmer, right? And that's why my tag as swimmer is I swim all the time, right? And when you dedicate yourself to that sport, that's like basically your main thing, right? I only have time for swimming. I'm putting all my practice time towards swimming. And I also played like baseball and soccer and football, but I didn't have time to ever go like professional in those sports because I was putting so much of my energy towards swimming. So it's the same thing in like video games is if I want to go pro in Overwatch, I'm not going to have the time to dedicate towards Fortnite.
No, I meant Overwatch, like playing Overwatch.
Yeah, like
on YouTube or if you had a Twitch channel.
Or on Twitch, people can pay you if they like what you're doing.
You definitely could stream and do multiple different games.
Yeah.
But usually when people stream, they'll either like, there's like two ways you can go. You can focus on one game or you can do what's called, it's like variants, basically, and just do whatever you want to do on that day. Like one day I'll play Fortnite, one day I'll play Overwatch, one day I'll play CSGO, one day I'll play any other video game that I want to play, and that's just how I'm feeling. But it varies from streamer to streamer whether you want to do anything you want to do or just one game, and that's just whatever you want to do.
All right, if you're just jacking around, what is your console of choice? What's your favorite console to play on? Which one is the best games?
God, my last console was probably a PlayStation 2.
Okay.
So you do
purely computer, online.
Oh, yeah.
See, you don't even pick up a Switch, like, just to go do some of those, like, Nintendo games?
I actually am brand new to video games. I did sports all my life. I played football, soccer, swimming, baseball, tennis, like everything you can name. And the only reason I started video games is I got injured in a water polo match, and now I'm here.
So you must have been pretty good immediately then. Because a lot of these people have been playing their entire lives.
He's got just Derek. What's your setup?
So does everyone hate you like in the league? Like, jackass, I've been doing this my entire life. And you come in here after like 2 months and all of a sudden you're in the league.
I started like really low. I started like one of the lower tiers of rankings. I didn't think I'd ever make it here. And I just worked really hard because it seemed fun. I enjoyed it. I'd always wanted to go pro in something. I originally named myself swimmer in games I played casually because I wanted to make it to the Olympics in 2020. I didn't make it, sadly. I mean, there's still a chance, but probably not.
Sure.
But I wanted to dedicate myself to something and just work really hard at it, and it became Overwatch. So
that's awesome. So now do you play like the Switch or anything like that? Or
I have a Switch to play like Pokemon with friends or like the new like just new games coming out. But again, I don't really have much time for it. But when I can, I'll play like Switch games or something.
How many hours do you play a day? You don't have time for it. I mean, that's because people usually do this in their downtime. It's how they spend it.
Yeah.
Like, do you just? Like, you obviously don't. Is it fun anymore? I guess is what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, because you do it so much.
I mean, for me, it's more like work. Obviously, I'm a coach, so I don't get to play as much. For me, it's just kind of studying tape, and I don't know. Like, I don't really. I'm getting up there in age. You know, I'm inching closer to my 30s, so I don't really.
You're just an old fart now.
Yeah. Exactly. Esports age like that's ancient, right?
Sure.
And honestly, like for me, anytime I have any off time, I'd rather do other things, other hobbies, because gaming just kind of feels like work nowadays.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Well, Rich, I have to ask this question in honor of everybody who games, because everyone, like my son and everyone, has this fantasy of I want this chair and I want these monitors and I and this is all I want. So, take me through like your setup. Because this is the real deal. Yeah. What do you have when you're wherever you practice?
This is like a Cribs type thing.
Yeah, this is like
Boston Cribs Uprising type. Cribs.
Yeah. When I started out gaming and when I first got Overwatch and like video games in general, I had a pretty basic setup, like a standard. Like I literally had like this, what's in front of me, like a standard 60 hertz monitor, like a normal keyboard. But as I got better and I started getting better and I started actually like profiting off of playing Overwatch or streaming, I started to be like, hey, I can get a 240 hertz monitor, which is like a really really high end monitor that like.
Right.
Has a higher refresh rate, so the game looks cleaner. I was like, this is really cool. I could keep doing this and like get a better setup. So my setup currently at the team house is I have a 240 hertz main monitor, a side monitor that's like 144, so I can like look at what music I'm playing or like who I'm talking to on any social medias.
Right.
And then I have a pretty basic but like kind of expensive keyboard that just like it just looks nice, I guess. It's like a pretty good keyboard. But I just have it because I like the design on it. But that's like a pretty basic setup. I also have a very nice mouse. But like I started out like pretty basic. And then as I started to play more and I was like, hey, like I could actually do this for a living. I was like, you know, I want to save up and get some of the higher end stuff. Because if I'm going to make this my job, I want to like enjoy what I'm doing and also have like a good setup to back it up.
Yeah, okay, so that is the biggest pain in the ass is when people you made your own money, but... Mm-hmm. I want this monitor. Go screw with your monitor, kid.
Okay, so I want to. You might be, since you're fairly new to gaming, you'd be better to answer this. Mm-hmm. When I went to the grand finals, I talked to one of the guys who was in the Dragons, I think. That's LA's team, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I spoke with him, and he was telling me, because I was asking him just how much have you played. And he started doing World of Warcraft. And I think in World of Warcraft, it tells you how many total hours you have been since you first started the game. And he told me he had played over 6 years of his life on that game as a coach for the Boston Uprising. Somebody who obviously knows what they're doing. You've been doing this for a while. You're an old fart at almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
How many years do you think that you've played video games?
God.
Like straight. And when it said 6 years, what that meant was the hours, every hour. It's not like 8 hours a day is considered a day. Like, if you added them all together, it was 6 years of his life.
One game, probably not as much, but I did play, like, since I was a kid all the time after school. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's, like, somewhere up there, you know, which is, I think, why I'm like where I am today, because it's always been a passion. You know, I went and got my degree, but I was always playing games. And then when Overwatch kind of came around, I was like, you know, I know this, you know, I can maybe potentially go pro in this. And I had that opportunity, you know, but it's probably going to be a couple of years. Yeah.
What do you do for headaches? Because, like, I mean, I got to think, because you guys play for like 10, 12 hours at a time.
Yeah.
You must get headaches. I mean, you look at any kind of screen. You don't?
I don't. I mean, again, I came from traditional sports, so I'm always used to, like, very intense workouts and, like, long days and everything. And I, like...
But it's the light. Like, I'm talking about, like, the light.
Yeah. It's the same idea. Like, I don't know. I just drink water and I'm fine.
Okay.
That's it.
Honestly, when I was younger, I could play for, like, 10, 12 hours, no problem. Nowadays, if I sit for too long, I do feel like my kind of optical, the nerves here get right. a bit tense and
like
I get
hit. It's yeah. like, act like you're, like, you know, like a track athlete. Like, yeah. you're 29, you're fine. Give me a break. All right, well, listen, the Overwatch League, the Boston Uprising, these things sell out, and finally they'll be playing matches in Boston at Citizens Bank Opera House. On April 25th and 26th and June 27th and 28th, single-day weekend and season pass tickets are now available at bostonuprising.com.
If the crafts are listening right now, Mario Kart League. That's what you need to start next.
Oh, man, I'd be
you
all
do
in.
A Mario Kart League, I would try out for that.
Mario Kart's boring.
What's that?
Not my true. Gaming start was Mario Kart, actually.
Oh,
the
really?
First game I, like, really played was Mario Kart and, like, Wii Sports.
Is there a point where you just can't get better? Like, because I've always thought that, mm-hmm. like, you can just... Like, if there's four guys racing who know how to do it... Like, there's not really any real advantages, are there?
I mean, there's always going to be, like, some variation game to game. But, like, if you optimize it, yeah, there's, like, you hit a point, and then it's, like, looking for, like, the creators messed up this one part of the map, and you can sneak through if you do this special move. Like, that's the only thing you can really do to get better is, like, you optimize it, and then after that, it's looking for shortcuts.
In Techno Bowl, if you're Jerome Brown, you can get to the quarterback, and it's unfair to be the Eagles. All right, you guys, you can even stop Bo Jackson. All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
find
much,
out
guys.
What Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Scotty Z.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's
hey.
Day.
How was your flowers from Winston's?
It was great.
Wife's like them?
Yeah, I bought them. It was...
didn't have to buy flowers, man. No, that's nice.
I did.
Don't. Yep. Don't.
I had to buy them.
Fred and I did. Wink. No, I told the truth.
No, I bought mine. All right, so... I did. All right, so what's going on?
Me, Hardy, and McCone. Beetle is out today.
Are you out next week?
Out next week, yes.
Going down to Florida?
Yes.
I will be in Marathon.
Lovely. Oh, you're going to Marathon?
Yeah.
What part of Florida do you go to?
Port St. Lucie.
Oh, okay, all right.
Oh, Port St. Lucie. You can watch a
little Mets.
You can watch the Mets and the Cardinals,
Mets
baby.
Action, yeah.
They share a facility in Port St. Lucie.
That's right. See little Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow's not still there, is he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you see the Mets facility? Brought him back despite his sub-200 batting average last year in AAA.
Did they really? He's still with them?
Yes, he is.
Did you see their clubhouse?
No.
Oh, they totally redid the clubhouse, but they said they're not going to let the minor league team use it.
I did see that. Yeah. I
they
did
wanted
hear about
to be
that.
Hungry.
Yeah. I did hear about that, yes.
Yeah. So there you go. You can catch a little bit of baseball fever.
That's it. Yeah, so we start Celtics today. How about that, huh?
Did you watch that game last night?
Watched a little bit of it. Hardy watched the whole thing. McCone's in, so he's your big Celtic guy right there.
Do you have a Facebook picture where you're looking very debonair?
I do.
Yes, so Tim McCone, because it has Suggest Friends. It suggests friends for you, and Tim McCone is...
Styling.
It's like 007.
He's
He's got like a nice, he's like in a suit with like a bottle of like rosé. A bottle of like Cabernet, like kind of looking at you like, what do you want out of me?
That's right. Come get me, Federal Hill.
It's for you. It's his Tinder profile picture.
Oh, he's a big anchor down in Providence.
Right? That's right. I know. The kid cleans up.
Is that why Joe Murray's always on TV down there? Is it Joe Murray? Oh, you did have him last week.
That's right.
Okay, talking about gambling.
Hey, McCone knows a winner when he sees one. He knows a ratings draw.
Yeah.
I love Murray.
Yep, everyone loves Joe Murray.
Oh, the Degenerate Special, by the way, hit yesterday. Bryant and who they play?
Sacred Heart,
and
Bobby Sacred Valentine Heart. University.
I took the under, and sure enough, it hit. So yeah, thank you, Bankroll Boys.
They had some trouble with some other games that they had talked about.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to start there with
a little bit of that, little Red Sox, little more Tom Brady stuff. So got a couple angles with the Brady stuff.
All right. So this is a getaway day.
Getaway day.
So how long do you think you'll stay focused?
Two hours. I got two hours tops.
Not a chance.
Josie at noon, and then we'll see what happens.
And then you're just free flying after that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.